rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning, 713. Brock, Hunter,
what's up, kid?
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw.
Hey.
What?
I got my wife here again.
You got your hot-ass wife over there? What?
You're damn right, son. She wants to give a shout-out, so I'm going to hand her the headphones here real quick.
I think I just heard the cat in the background. I heard the cat go, meow!
So today is Tito's birthday. He turns 3, so everybody needs to wish Tito a happy birthday.
No one needs to wish Tito a happy birthday because he's a goddamn cat, Amanda.
He can hear you.
Good, Tito. Tito, you're a cat. You don't know what I'm saying right now.
He just meowed.
Meow!
He knows.
Happy birthday, Tito. Happy birthday.
All right, have a good day. All
right, we'll see ya.
All right. We'll put some clothes on. It's a family show.
Awesome. I will never forget the time that I had to go over to your house for a cat birthday party, and I lost my mind. I lost my friggin' mind.
Can I lay it out here a little bit, man? So when it's anybody else's pet's birthday, I just roll my eyes. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when it's like your own pet's birthday, you're like, oh my God.
That's what they say about kids, too. It's like, other kids are but when they're your own kids, you lose your mind over them. But no, it doesn't matter if it's my pets or your pets or anybody's pets. They're pets. They don't know what a birthday is, okay? Your cat's going to go out there and probably kill a mouse or maybe a bird at some point in time because it's an animal and they don't understand the concept of birthdays. Did you buy Tito a birthday present?
Yeah, I got him one of those new Xboxes.
you're the dumbest man I've ever met.
Let's throw it out there, though. If you have a kid and he's like 1, 2, when's your cutoff? 5?
Where you...
Can have a birthday for a child.
If I ever have kids, they're not having an actual like birthday party until they're 5 or 6. That's the party.
I'm saying. So when you have people over, so if your kid's like 1 or 2 and you're like inviting a bunch of people, the kid that has no idea,
yeah,
you're taking time out of people's Sunday.
It's all for the parents. Any of those, like, oh my God, we got him this little cake and he's gonna just destroy it. That kid's not gonna remember that. That's for the you, kid. so you can post it on Facebook and get Facebook likes. You self-centered piece of garbage.
The kid can hardly hold his head up.
Yeah. And you're sitting
there look,
making a pose for people. Yourself. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's got that baby face. Probably just wrecking diapers in front of everyone. You're like, this is great. I did get a text from Kiki. She said, tell Tito that Emery and Bear say happy birthday. Here's the thing, is Emery and Bear can't talk, so no, they didn't say that. That's stupid.
Well, your dog does look like the dog from Men in Black, so maybe he does talk.
He might be able to talk. I don't know. Anyway, all right, let's get on to your morning dump, shall we?
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, a Las Vegas strip club is promoting social distancing with a drive-through peep show. The Little Darlings Club is planning to roll out the new service this Saturday, providing customers with a 10-minute show from the comfort of their cars for a low, low price of $100.
How desperate are you?
How desperate
are you? How much do you need stripping?
Here's the thing, though. With strip clubs, yeah, you have the show part, but it's the atmosphere. And also, too, it's like when you get a lap dance, it's because it's on your lap, all right? The grinding is all part of the sensation, okay?
What, do they grind on the hood of your car?
Maybe, but that's not the same. You know, no. I mean, I can't. It's not the same as wearing sweatpants and getting a lap dance, man. Come on, now.
Pitching a tent.
Wearing my mesh shorts at a strip club like a creep. Right. But I guess it's something. And you know they're probably going to bank. The girls are probably going to do fine.
Yeah. They do well enough.
Yeah.
You know? For the love of God.
For the love of God.
I don't know. Should we go?
I mean, just for science research purposes, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know? That's the only
spend
reason.
$1,000 in the drive-thru.
How many? Wait, it's 10 minutes for $100. So that would be 100 minutes. That'd be great.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a lot.
40 minutes.
That's an hour and 40 minutes of lap dances.
Nice.
I don't know. That better be a good show. The girl at the end is just exhausted.
I ran out of gas.
No, you keep going. I want to talk about this real quick before we move on to, and we can wrap up with this. Did you see that video? It's been making its rounds of all these celebrities singing Imagine by the Beatles. Mm-mm. Or John Lennon, excuse me. Mm-mm. You know, it's a super cut of all these celebrities, you know, Imagine all the people. But here's what kind of bothers me with this little video. It's all of these rich ass celebrities singing from their nice houses that like what the message they're trying to get across is like we're in this together during this difficult time. But it's like you guys don't know difficult at all. No. You know, there's people out there that, you know, have lost their jobs, aren't making money, are struggling. And then you got these celebrities like, oh, we'll make a difference by singing a song and putting it on social media so we get likes and even more money in what we're doing.
Imagine you donating some money.
Yeah, imagine all the celebs donating money instead.
For real, yeah. They'll step up. Yeah, if you're rich, like, if you're rich as F, step up.
I don't want to make it seem like videos like that can't help. But if that's all you're doing, like if all you're doing is singing a song on social media to get likes, like I don't get it. Like it would be so much better if you just took that time to maybe write a check or, you know, I don't know. That's just my take.
You know, everybody can help. You don't have to be rich to donate money to help. There's a lot of different ways you can help this cause.
But singing.
And one of them is just by being by yourself.
It's not singing a song on social media. That literally did nothing. I'm sorry, guys.
Getting bored?
Maybe. I don't know. I watched it and I'm like, what? So what is the point of this? I don't understand why celebrities took time out of their day to do this. It literally did nothing. It did nothing for my morale. It actually pissed me off more. So I think they did less good than what they were aiming for. So that's just me.
Pick that video up.
Yeah, go check. It's dumb. It's so stupid. It's dumb. Hey, there you go. I hope I cheered you up now that I'm annoyed. It's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.
Hey, good morning. My. 726 is Brock. It's Hunter. It's my new favorite song. Listen to it on repeat, bro. All right, let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're rocking out to Chicago. I love it.
There you go, man. So last hour, we talked about Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley, 4 years left on the contract with the Rams. They cut him. Peace out. And he really didn't even know about it. He posted on his Twitter. He's like, hey, I got fired. So there you go. Todd Gurley, not with the Rams anymore. I think it's because of his performance a little bit. But him going to another team is going to be tough because I think everybody knows he's got a weak knee. And if you got a weak knee in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, and
the
you
money
know,
that, you want.
It's also the Rams, too. What they had like one good season there and everyone was all stoked. And now they just kind of falling apart. I bet you he'll do better on a different team.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this one, though. This is a headline, too, that I'm reading right now. Is it Stidham? And Cam Newton, favorites to be Patriots' next quarterback.
Which
is interesting.
I don't think Cam Newton will do well there. He has the wrong attitude for it. He has the wrong mentality for being in that kind of system.
In the Bill Belichick system.
Yeah.
So sometimes people say Bill Belichick will accept players because the system will cure him. Mm. As far as like the Antonio Brown thing, the Josh Gordon thing, the Patriots have been kind of known to like pick up hood rats or hooligans. Is that the right word?
Hooligans.
And try to change him a little bit. So who knows, man? I Cam Newton. Guy's an athlete, but you're right. He's got an attitude. He's kind of got a pouty. If things aren't going his way, he kind of sits down and crosses his arms.
Yeah, so. And that won't fly in New England. So we'll have to wait and see. I could care less who goes to New England at this point. If it is Cam Newton, I don't think he's got enough to make it work or do anything, because I think that system is just gonna fall apart very quick there unless they do some serious damage control and restock themselves, because they've pretty much lost their two biggest weapons with Brady and Gronk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey, what do you think about Gronk? You think Gronk will ever show his face in the NFL again?
No, he didn't do it this year. He's sure as hell not going to do it.
Maybe he just needed a party. He needed to party a little bit. No. He's fresh-minded.
He's never coming back. He's gotten a taste of the sweet life of not doing anything. And
What if Green Bay picked up Gronk? Would you be all about Gronk then?
No, not really, because again, Gronk is, I mean, obviously he's talented, but he's injury prone, and the few times he makes a difference, it's not worth it. I'd rather have someone that's going to be reliable time and time again, like a Kelsey. That's who I want. I want Kelsey on the Packers, because that guy is just insane. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but sports still postponed till further notice, man.
So
we're still watching 1980s golf on ESPN and Super Bowls from 19.
We're just going to be speculating until we know sports are back. So some wild, crazy speculations coming your way. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how you doing? It's Brockett's Hunter. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Oh, I'm hungry, bro. I need some breakfast.
What are you going to eat?
I don't know. I'll probably get something out of the vending machine. You know, breakfast of champions, of course. Oh, every single time. That is.
Hey, make sure you got extra money for that vending machine, because sometimes, you know.
How about I just get to broadcast from home and have my full breakfast set up? That's what I really want. Man, I'd have an omelet and pancakes and everything in front of me.
I told you this morning, I'm like, dude, there's nothing else to do but eat. And, yeah. Feel a little bloated this morning.
I'd just be going crazy. I'd have pancakes and French toast and eggs and bacon and have it all, dude. It'd be great. Be great. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of great food, of course, your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. They are still open, ready to serve you. You can do carry out. So obviously, we're not dining in anywhere, but don't worry. You can call Joey C, say, hey, I need some pizza. I need a pasta. I need some subs. And they're going to get you hooked up. You can pick it up. You're all set to go. So go check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today, speaking of being indoors and not doing anything, stuck with this quarantine, we're getting a lot of TV time. What are you currently binge watching? You got any shows you're binge watching right now, Hunter?
You know what, man? I'm just kind of flipping through. I'm going through Netflix. Like I said yesterday, I think I'm scrolling through Netflix more than watching anything on it. I've been kind of on the video game craze, but I'm getting a little tired of that. I'm just watching old shows, man. Last night, I was going through the 1950s version of Twilight Zone. I know.
The original one?
Yeah.
See, I don't mind that. I don't think I would ever sit down and binge watch it, but
it's just interesting. It kind of puts you in that time. And yeah. I like that about shows of like I like looking at the backgrounds and some of the things they did in the 50s. You're just like, wow, man, that was a completely, completely different time.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just the way things were filmed. And I mean, a lot of new, unique things that they did. But that's not bad. I'll be honest.
Man, I don't know if I'd recommend it or I guess I'd recommend it if you're into that sort of thing.
It's been around. I think now I'm too far gone to watch it at this point. Yeah. I was never into it, and I don't think me sitting down now, I'd have the patience to really sit and enjoy it. So no, that's not going to be on my
you're
list.
You're just too scared to watch it.
That's it. That's it, you dick. I can handle that. Anything that has William Shatner yelling about something on the wing, I'll be all right. There's something on the wing. I'll be honest. I started a show last night, but I'm already done with it. It's got Little Dicky, you know, the rapper.
I've seen the previews for that.
It's called Dave, and it's really, really good, but it's a new show. It just launched, so I'm all caught up on the episodes right now. Episodes don't upload until Thursdays. So I'm just like, and I really have not bitten on anything else. That's why I'm kind of glad about this topic, so I can figure out what I need to binge watch. All right.
I got one. I was watching last night. You got to check it out. And
what?
I was going to actually text you last night, but it was too late. Tacoma FD.
Oh, I need to see that, but where is it at?
It's on True TV. So I got Xfinity, and I know if you type it into Xfinity, you can watch, like, I don't know, the first season, because I think they're starting season two. So I started the first episode, watched first episode last night. Dude, it is Super Troopers on TV. It is hilarious.
See, here's what sucks, though, is I don't know how I can get that unless I download, like, the True TV, like, on Amazon or something like that. That'd be the only way I could do it. I'll have to check it out. I'll find a way to steal it from online.
Don't do that,
dude. I'm gonna go to Reddit. You can steal everything on Reddit. Anyway, all right, let's take a quick break. 925 WIRX, comment on Facebook, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What are you currently binge watching? We'll be back with more. Hey, good morning. 746, Brock Hunter.
Sup, dude?
Sup, you ace. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Obviously, we're all stuck inside, so that means we're binge watching stuff. What are you currently binge watching? Let's see. Katie said Good Girls, Narco, The Ranch, and Grace and Frankie. You know, honestly, I've seen all those. They're all all right. I'm kind of over The Ranch. Like, it started off really good, but now it almost seems like, I don't know, they're trying to. You know The Ranch, what I'm talking about on Netflix?
Yeah, well, I do. I know it's on Netflix. I haven't seen it. Who's in it?
Remember, it's Ashton Kutcher, Sam Elliott. Alicia Cuthbert. God, she's a hot piece of ass. And then they did have Danny Matheson hide from That 70s Show, but then he got in some trouble for, like, sexual harassment from some. I don't know. I don't know if he's back. I haven't watched it in forever. Because, I'll be honest, it kind of went downhill after he got rid of him. But I don't know. I just feel like that show's been trying too hard. Maybe I need to watch it some more. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah, yeah. Carrie had a good one. She said Archer, and then anything crime docs and Disney movies. Have you ever watched Archer?
Dude, I'm not. I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good. There's a few seasons where, like, okay. But, like, the first four are just phenomenal. They're absolutely phenomenal. It's that just that dark, funny humor. And it's voiced by was it H.J. Benjamin? He voices everything, but it's perfect. It's so good. It's so good.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list, buddy. Joe said, I'll be binge watching Ray Donovan seasons 1 through 6. I've heard really good things about that show.
Me too. What's that on?
I don't know. FX or something. I know. There's so many shows out there right now. So many shows.
Hey, you know, have you noticed scrolling through Netflix, though? Like, there's like a row of documentaries and shows that have to do with, like, virus, like, outbreak. And then there's the other.
Yeah.
There's like 4 or 5 of them last night. I'm like, all right, I get it. We're quarantined.
There was one.
About it enough.
There was one that was called Pandemic, and it's an older show. Yeah, and it's an older show. So they had this done before, but now I think it's getting a resurgence on there because of everything that's going on. All right, let's take a quick break. 925 WIRX, comment on Facebook. What are you currently binge watching? You're stuck inside for hours at a time. What are you watching, man? Let's binge watch together. We'll be back. Good morning. 754, Brock Hunter. Sup, you ace? Oh, boy, we'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What are you currently binge watching? We're stuck indoors, for God's sakes. You know what I find myself doing, and I'm trying not to do too much, Hunter, is going back to shows that I've watched numerous times, like Parks and Rec or Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because you know you're going to get a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes to commit, like me to clicking on Dave, and it worked out. Sometimes it works out, but sometimes, like, you get into something. You know what I did the other day? I watched Bad Boys, the original one, and honestly, it didn't live up to what I remembered. I don't know what.
Bad Boys 2 is definitely better.
If you think, I think so too. But yeah, the original Bad Boys, I was just like, I mean, like, it's good.
I got the new one too that's out.
Is that out now already?
Yeah, that you can't go see. But
yeah, you can't go see. I'm sure they'll start offering stuff maybe in your home. But yeah, so that's the nerve-wracking thing about taking
right
a chance.
You're so right on that too, man. Like, for instance, last night, my wife and I started a movie, got like 20 minutes into it, and we kind of looked at each other. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And you've already committed time to it.
So we like agreed. We're like, yeah, we don't like it. Let's go to something else. So we started watching something. Same thing, man. 20 minutes into it, I look over at her. I'm just like, maybe it's going to get better. Do you feel it? Are you feeling it? No. It's weird. It's like it's okay to go back to stuff you've watched before because, like you said, you know you're going to get something good. But, you know, sometimes when you start something new, it just doesn't live up to it, you know?
No. And then there's nothing worse than when you get pot committed. There was another show I started watching. I'm like, Black Sails. Have you ever heard of that one? It's like a pirate. It's a pirate themed show, and it follows these pirates and everything. And like it's like a serious one, not like a yo ho ho and a bottle of rum type pirate show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is kind of boring, man. This is kind of I don't want to get into it. So I don't know. We'll see. Let's see what other people are watching. Maybe give us some ideas. TJ said, Third Rock from the Sun. Ooh,
there you go.
Good call.
Any of those old sitcoms,
dude?
Man.
I haven't watched that. Kiki doesn't like Seinfeld though. Seinfeld would be a great one right now because there's so many episodes I haven't seen in years.
And they come back to you too. I mean, like, you haven't seen them for years, but you'll watch it and you'll be like, oh, okay, yep, I know where this is going.
Yeah,
Seinfeld's great, man.
Let's see. Alicia said Game of Thrones round 3. Good Lord. See, now that one you might want to check out, Hunter. This is the time to do it.
Look, I've heard.
I know.
That. And what's the other one that was came out around the same time? Hell's.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
I think for you, I mean, I don't know. Do you like motorcycle stuff more? Or do you like mythological stuff more?
It's like.
Neither.
I'm right there in the middle, bro.
Right there in the middle. Do you have something in the middle, like a biker gang that fights dragons? Because here's the thing: is Game of Thrones is really cool. It's there's a lot of boobies in it. There's a lot of action scenes and everything. There are some slow ones, obviously, too, with every show. But it is pretty dope. I mean, I think you should watch both. I really do. I think you should get them both, man.
Well, I got the time, Brock.
And so here's the problem, though, is that they're hour-long episodes, plus or minus. So it'll chew up a day real fast. But, I mean, there was days with Sons of Anarchy, I was, like, exhausted. I needed to go to bed, but I was like, all right, one more episode. It'll get you.
Is that good?
Yeah, it is really good.
When it makes you keep watching, you know, it's good. So
there's a couple good ones here. Jeff said Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. Ooh, dude, it's so good. There's only 2 seasons, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to kill you when it's over. But what's his Jim from, why can't I think of his name? From The Office? Mm-hmm. God, what's his name? In real life.
I went through like 5 episodes of that.
Dude, it's so good. The first one is so... The first and second season are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then Philip ended with a good one. He said Letterkenny. That's another one. But that's a quick one. You'll go through that one fast. So, all right, folks. There you go. There's a bunch of stuff to watch. You better get to it. We're going to take a quick break. More when we come back. Rock.